Ever since we've gotten out of school, the students have gotten out of school, and we've started having to be at work a little later, 8 o'clock. I get up in the morning, and I go at least 2 to 3 miles every morning. This morning, I did a lot of jogging. But guess what? If I'm not consistent, guess what happens? Yeah. First thing first, I'm going this week. Well, next week, I start off, I miss one day. Y'all hear where I'm going with that? I start off, I get up the next day, but then hear it again. I'm missing 2 and 3 days. And then all of a sudden, I'm back to where I was. I ain't studying working out. I'm back to where I was. In Tupelo, the Tupelo Public School, we get to go to the Wellness Center for free. Amen. But we have to go at least 6 times. And in the past, guess what I did? No, because if you don't go 6 times, there's a sign up fee that's $50. But if you don't go within those 6 times within 3 months, how easy is that, first of all? But if you don't go those 6 times, you have to pay again if you want to keep going. So guess what I did? I went those 6 times. I made sure I got those 6 times out of those 3 months, and that was it. Hey, back to my old self, just making sure. But what were we missing at, and why we don't get the results if we're not consistent about it? Amen. We expect it to happen right then, and if it doesn't, guess what? We faint. We lose heart, and then we watch the person that's doing the word and that's working the word. We watch them get results, and then we get jealous because it's working for them and it's not working for us. Come on, somebody. But what happens, that person worked the word. That person, you don't know how long that person was standing on the word of God. You just see the results of it. You don't know how long they confessed the word, even when it didn't look like it. Look at Abraham. The Bible said, Abraham believed God. And if, I'm telling you, it looks impossible in the natural to have a son when you're that old. Can I get some help in the house tonight? Hallelujah. It looks impossible to have a son when you're that old. But guess what he did? He worked the word. He confessed the word. Guess what he did? When he looked up at the stars, he thought about the promise that God gave him. When God said, your descendants are going to be more than the stars. That's right. When he looked at the sand, he thought about the promises of God. Guess what? It happened for him. Like Bishop just said, here we are. It happened for him. But what we have to do, we have to be consistent in the word, consistent even when it looks like it, and even when it does not, because there's going to be a period of time when you first start off, man, things are good. But then what happens when, God, it should have happened by now. What happens then? Do we forget the promises of God? And so where we are, we have to build our faith. We have to develop our faith, and we have to stick to it. That's how we get results. And I guarantee you, if I keep going, what you say? If I keep going when I feel like it and when I don't feel like it, I keep going. One day. Yeah. Come on, somebody. Yeah. One day I'll reap. That Bible says, you'll reap if you faint not. Yeah. But if you stay with the word, you stay with the word, you keep the word in your heart, you get it in the midst of your heart. The Bible says, don't let it get out of your eyes. Meditate that word day and night, and you're going to see some results. Amen? Yeah. And so that's what we are. That's what we're about at Christian Fellowship Church. We're results kind of people. Amen. And so we're going to get there this year, right? Listen, this year is not even over. This is what? This is a sixth month. We still got how many to go? Six. Let's go ahead and give them something when we get to the end of this year. Let's go ahead and say, man, Look at there. Hallelujah. There's not a sick one amongst them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You think that's impossible? The Bible said that he brought them out. And he brought them out with silver. And he brought them out with gold. And he said there was not a feeble one amongst them. Let's get to that place. Amen. What kind of testimony to the world? What kind of testimony that I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. What kind of testimony that I was sick and I was almost to die, but God resurrected me. And now not only am I going to live, but I'm going to keep living. Yeah. What kind of testimony? What kind of testimony? I knew he was on the other side of the tracks, but look at him now. He's moved on up like the Jeffersons. What kind of testimony? When they look at us and they say, hey, I knew he was cheating on his wife, but look at him now. He's not only doing what's right before God, but he's training young people to do what's right before God. He's helping them walk right. He's helping them talk right. Look at them now. What you say? Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, what you say? So the time is now. Look at somebody and say, the time is now. Do you receive that tonight? Yes. Glory to God. Listen, if there's ever a problem, I can assure you that it's never God's part. It's never on God's part. Look at that person beside and say, he won't lie to you. Look at him again and say, listen, I'm telling you, he won't lie to you. That should stir something up in somebody. Some of you know the promises that God gave you, and you let the enemy talk you out of it. But I'm telling you, if he said it, it'll come to pass. If he said it, it'll come to pass. So all we have to do is hold on. There's a song that says, hold on a little while longer. Y'all didn't think I knew that song, did you? And everything will be all right. I'm telling you, hold on. Don't give up on your faith. Don't let go of the thing. You know what God has for you. You know what he said to you in the midnight hour. Don't let go of it. Don't let go of it. Hold on. And I'm telling you, you'll reap if you faint not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn to Hebrews chapter 10.